Talking about radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
He's like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
The Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it over my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oopaloopa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow, yeah.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You sitting down? Stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It's Saturday night, you know what it means. It's time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, Twitch.tv/WTLive. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Curry Code Rocket Socket before 9 a.m. shopping because we're hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket, and joined as always by the one, the only, the ex-Guru Soldier himself, Subway.
What's that?
We have the intern, Kane Kittens.
Howdy.
What's going on? How's
not
everybody?
Much. What's up?
How's everybody? How's everyone's bracket out there in the internet land? Is yours busted? Because it should be by now.
No. My national champion is still involved. I'm going to take a lot of points losses along the way, but I still have my champion involved.
I mean, there were, according to ESPN, there were zero perfect brackets left.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because there's been upsets, huh, Brent?
Oh yeah.
Arizona lost. Purdue lost. Kansas lost. What was the place? What was the one last night that happened?
Purdue was the one that happened last night.
And who did they lose to?
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fairleigh Dickinson from Hackensack, New Jersey.
Yep. Furman beat Virginia. That was the first upset. And then Princeton beat Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then the biggest one was Fairleigh Dickinson beating Purdue.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people were jumping on the Arizona one, but when you look, I told you last night, when you look statistically, Fairleigh Dickinson is one of the worst programs in, like, college basketball mm-hmm. as a whole.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that is the biggest upset, possibly 100%. Of all time.
Can we really say all time? I mean, is it all time?
I think it's bigger than when, I mean, Virginia's first loss, when they were the 116, I think was just because it had never happened before, but I think if you look at the teams involved, I think Fairleigh Dickinson is the biggest upset.
And it was something on the anniversary of when they lost before, like 5 years ago?
Virginia's loss as a four seed this year was, I want to say, 4 or 5 years to the date that they lost as the number one seed.
It was 5 years, because I remember seeing 5 years, I wasn't sure, I believe it was then.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's like really, really crazy. Sports.
Yay, brackets. Sports ball.
So much money loss.
Oh, so, yeah, this is one of those things where it's just, And you know that like Carol from accounting is gonna win the bracket pool because she picked like whichever mascot was better.
Whatever fancy color she liked, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus.
I like the color of their jerseys. So I'm gonna go with that one. It's a strange world we live in. I tell you what. Strange world where stuff like that happens. But you know, here we are, I guess.
Here we be.
Here we be. It's kind of a thing. I don't know. It's just, it's everything's just weird. Anyway, so today on the show, we're doing Keanu Reeves movies, because John Wick 4?
Four. John Wick 4 comes out next weekend.
Comes out next weekend.
John Wick 18 comes out next week.
Yeah, so in honor of that, we're going to do Keanu Reeves movies, because why not? It's topical. Be something different.
Wait, what are we doing now? Keanu Reeves movies?
Yep.
Yes.
Because
thought it was from Esquire Women or something.
That was last week.
Was it? Oh, yeah, Mona Lisa and shit. Yeah.
You good? You good, Sub? You good? You're right.
I'm all right.
Okay, I guess he's good. I assume he's good.
I guess.
I don't know. So, yeah, that's what we have to look forward to here in the back half of the show. Right. Is that okay?
I'm putting in my vote. You guys better not bump Johnny Mnemonic. It's first round.
Okay, so we're going to get rid of that first round. Got it.
And is all four John Wick's going to be in it? Because I've only seen like two.
Well, four's not going to be on it because it just hasn't even made the theater yet.
Oh, four, right. Okay, I thought it was, yeah, I don't know what number they're up to.
Educate us, Brent.
Okay.
Go to the corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, Brent, what's in the corner?
Okay. So, we have our This Week in Music History. So, March 12th, 2001, Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow was selected by the Recording Industry Association of America as the Song of the Century.
Wait, Song of the Century?
From the previous century.
Oh, previous century, got it.
So, it was recorded originally in 1934. It was her most notable song. But yeah, Over the Rainbow was chosen by the RIAA as the Song of the Century.
Interesting.
March 12th, this time 1988, Rick Astley started a 2-week run as number one on the U.S. charts with what song? Never Gonna Give You Up.
Has he had another hit since then?
No.
Okay.
No.
So he is your typical one-hit wonder.
Oh, he is like the quintessential one-hit wonder.
Okay. Just making sure.
Okay. March 14th, 1958, the first ever gold record was awarded for sales over 1 million copies. Rock, can you guess what the song was?
For what year?
It was in 1958.
Oh, God, no.
Come on, get it. The first ever gold record. It's the first time things were awarded for going over a million.
Chat says Jailhouse Rock?
Nope.
Was it some Beach Boys song?
Nope.
Beatles?
Nope.
Got no idea.
It was Perry Como's Catch a Falling Star.
How was I supposed to know that?
Because I figured you were going to go with Beach Boys or Beatles or something along those lines, and I just wanted to pull that out. March 14th, 1982, Metallica performed their first ever concert at Radio City in Anaheim. There were approximately 200 people in attendance, and of their 9-song set, only 2 of them were original songs. So the people who cracked down on Napster couldn't even sing their original songs in their first concert.
Nice.
Good to know. And then March 17th, 1987, Elvis Presley purchased the property that was known as Graceland. That was actually named for the builder's daughter. So that's who Grace is.
No, I never knew that. That's interesting.
And then March 17th, 1992, No Doubt released their self-titled debut album.
Which was called?
Their self-titled,
self-titled debut album. I was reading something, sorry.
It's all good. So, yeah, that was the one that had, like, Don't Speak on there and, you know, all of their original hits, and then, things went bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
All right.
N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
This week in wrestling history, on March 13th, 2011, was TNA Victory Road.
What happened there?
Gee, that was the epic main event of Sting taking on Jeff Hardy. Boy, that was a barn burner.
Classic, 5-star.
Yeah.
I heard Jeff Hardy was really on point in that match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There was no reason why the crowd chanted bullshit and one of the competitors went, I know. All
right,
March 14th.
Jeff was right. Hey, man, what's up?
March 14th, 2004. Rock, WrestleMania 20 took place at Madison Square Garden.
Where it all begins again.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder if anyone ever would want to rebook that show.
I don't know.
You can always tune into WTR from last week to see if anyone did do that.
I mean, you could do that if you so choose.
Yeah, the two main matches for that show were, of course, Brock Goldberg, when both of them were walking right on out of the company, and then the triple threat main event of Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Redacted.
Mm-hmm.
March 16th, 1994, a little thing happened out in Germany when Mick Foley left a piece of him there.
What piece?
That would be, I believe, an ear.
Oh, his ear. Got it.
You remember he always used to do that Hangman spot that no one does ever to this day?
I wonder why.
Yeah, that, well,
I mean,
because it led to this part. All right, March 17th, 2002, WrestleMania 18, or X8 as it was termed then, took place in Toronto, which was most notable for the turn that happened during the match of The Rock and Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it earlier today, or like a part of it earlier today, when Hulk actually hit the old school Hulk up. Holy shit, that place just erupted.
Oh, yeah.
And Rock sold it like a fucking champ.
Yeah, he did.
And then two things happened on March 18th. On 2001, WCW Greed took place, which was the last WCW pay-per-view. And then finally, March 18th, 2002, so 1 year later, the next big thing debuted on WWF TV when, in Quebec, Canada, on Monday Night Raw, Brock Lesnar walked out. Too bad nothing ever came of
it. I don't know who that guy maker is.
All right, so next up, we have this week in entertainment birthdays. So first up, we have a very notable film actor.
When you start things like that, I worry.
He has a huge list of movies that he's been in, a long filmography.
Oh God, what no name?
You can even call it slightly girthy. It is the one and only Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Yes. It's his birthday this week.
Really? We're doing. Yeah.
Dude, you would be surprised on the website I had how many porn stars had their birthday this week.
Okay.
I was going through a list and it was just like five names just right off of the initial list. We're just like, this person, porn star. I was like, what?
All right, Ron Jeremy. Chess is 54. 70?
Yeah, he's gotta be 71.
He is, in fact, 70 years old.
Hey.
I don't think he's still plugging away, but he's 70.
You sure? He might be.
No, I think he got in trouble, so I don't think he's plugging anything right now.
He may be getting... I don't know. Never mind.
Next up, we talked about Judy Garland earlier in the intern's corner. So let's celebrate her daughter's birthday, Liza Minnelli.
Liza.
Singer, actress in her own right, you know.
What was she ever in?
Santa Claus, the movie with Dudley Moore, Chicago, the Broadway show.
Mm-hmm. Liza Minnelli, but carry the one, 78?
79.
77.
Oh, I was off by one.
Next up, speaking of John Wick, he was in John Wick 2, he's been in Wanted, he's a rapper. It's Common's birthday. On March 13th.
We're really going for names on this one, aren't we? We're hitting that span of people.
Dude, I'm just picking off who has a birthday, okay?
I'm just commenting. We went from porn stars to Broadway people, now, you know,
rapper and actor.
We're saying...
We're diversifying.
Yeah, I wasn't saying it was bad. I was just saying we have a whole group.
Okay.
Just as 37, common. 50?
Okay.
Well, I'll go 51.
Sub, good job, 51.
Oh.
Next up, he's a big New York Yankee fan. He's a comedian, he's been on Saturday Night Live, he's been in movies, and he'll tell you that you're mostly dead. It's Billy Crystal.
That was an interesting way to describe him.
I do my best.
73?
75.
Sub again, 75. Next up, we have a reality star. We have a multi-time, you know, millions of records sold. And I think has about the hairline of Shawn Michaels, along with somewhat of his namesake. It's Bret Michaels.
Oh, God.
Rock of love, y'all. Rock of love.
Mm-hmm. I'd play something, but none of you got the reference. Bret Michaels. Let's see. How's Bret?
None of us would?
No, I don't even think you would get it.
Okay.
Bret Michaels. 62?
64.
60.
Okay. All right.
Next up, we have an actor. He's been in comedies. He's been in action. He's been in the Fast and Furious movies, Escaped from L.A., the original Overboard, and Married to Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell.
The man.
Like how you added that in there at the end.
Look, I have to add different things because I don't know what people may know him from, okay?
I understand. 72?
Let's say 70.
Rock got this one, 72. All right. Next up, he's an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
He's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a promoter of a wrestling company. I don't know how successful the wrestling company is, but he's a promoter of a wrestling company. He used to also be part of another one until he got bought out, and it was very acrimonious. The world is a vampire for Billy Corgan.
I mean, he is still the owner of the NWA.
As I said, I don't know how successful that company is, Rock. But
yeah, I mean, success is in the eye of the beholder. 57.
And in the streaming deal you have.
I mean, they're still ticking, I guess, you know.
What'd you say, Rock?
57, what, with all that power.
Well, I'm going to go with the shockwave and go 56.
56. And boy, do they have a epic world champion. They may have the heaviest world champion. I'll give them that.
He puts the heavy in heavyweight.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Last two. First up, she's a singer. She's an actress. She, I believe, also had a daytime talk show for a while. It's the Queen, Queen Latifah.
Did she have one?
I think she used to have a daytime show.
Maybe?
The Queen Latifah Show.
Original name.
Back from 1999. It was on for two seasons.
Okay.
And then they revamped it back in 2013 to 2015. So both times it was only 2 years.
51?
I'll go 50.
53.
Mm.
And then finally we have another singer, reality show star. He's one of the judges on The Voice from Maroon 5, Adam Levine.
37?
38.
44.
Huh.
And finally, in honor of the debate this week, and unfortunately due to the passing of, I believe it's Lance Riddick, we're going to do the original John Wick from 2017 as our movie of the week.
John Wick only came out in 2017?
Yep.
And we have four?
Yeah, they've been rolling. They were going to do 4 and 5 back to back, but they decided not to.
Okay.
And there's also the first spinoff of John Wick coming out, I think, in the next year called Ballerina. So technically there will be 5 style of John Wick movies in about 6 year span.
Okay.
All right. So some trivia for John Wick. According to Keanu Reeves, he did about 90% of his own stunts for the film.
According to Keanu Reeves.
In order to attract the dog, the little puppy, to jump up on him when he wakes up in bed in the morning, bacon grease was placed on Keanu Reeves' face.
Okay.
I mean, it's good. That'll work. Keanu Reeves learned and memorized the nightclub fight scene the day that the scene was filmed. Also, according to the director commentary, when they shot the nightclub fight scene, Keanu Reeves had a 104-degree fever with the flu and, quote, "We couldn't even get him to sit down," said the director. He just did it take after take after take. One interesting thing is the director of this movie was actually Keanu Reeves' stunt double in the first Matrix movie. In preparation for the role, including weapons and martial arts training, Keanu Reeves trained for 8 hours a day for 4 months. I don't know if you've ever seen the video of him doing the gun training. Holy shit. He's going through a SWAT style training where he's doing the, like, you know, jamming the clip out real quick and, like, putting the new clip in as he's already moving along and, like, almost firing at the next target. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're going for a time. It's like a certain time to do it in.
Mm-hmm.
There was some chick that did it too, a celebrity movie star that went through that.
My guess would probably be Angelina Jolie for either Mr. and Mrs. Smith or Salt. In the original script, the character of John Wick was written as a, quote, man in his mid-60s to play the role, given that the character's fabled reputation. However, the filmmakers initially imagined an older actor in that role. However, the head of Thunder Road Pictures decided against this, stating, quote, we wanted to look for someone who's not literally older, but who had the seasoned history in the film world instead. So that's why they ended up with Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
The tattoo shown on John Wick's back during the shower scene is the Latin phrase fortis fortuna adabat, which literally translates to fortune favors the strong. This is used as a motto of several military units around the world. In an interview, Kevin Nash stated he was told the reason that his character, Francis the Bouncer, was allowed to live was that Nash said when Wick mentions that he lost some weight and Francis stated that it was around 60 pounds, what Wick was doing was asking in code how many hostiles were inside the building. With Francis's reply of 60, he had provided information to John Wick that was useful and therefore he was allowed to live. According to director's interviews, they had to reuse quite a number of the stuntmen throughout the films. In order to make them look different, they had to change their hair. So in scenes when the guards and henchmen have longer hair or beards, they were shot first, and those in which you see more bald henchmen were shot later in the movie. Lance Riddick, rest in peace, plays the hotel concierge, whose name is Charon, or Charon.
Okay.
In Greek mythology, Charon is the ferryman of Hades. You have to pay him for safe passage. Hence, Lance Riddick putting the gold coin in his pocket at the hotel that John gives him is essentially John paying for safe passage at the Continental.
It's like a safety hotel. There's supposed to be no violence there, and it's like a safe hotel.
Right, but that's also why they use the gold coin as well. It's a reference to the Greek history.
Right.
And then finally, the henchman who plays Gregory, the man who's responsible for Daisy the dog's death, genuinely felt horrible when shooting the scene. And when the director yelled cut, the first thing he would do is immediately start cuddling and playing with the puppy to kind of correct things. And that is the Intern's Corner.
Okay, so we often bring up lawsuits on this show that are ridiculous and stupid and kind of out there. There's one that's been filed this week that's odd, to say the least, because you should know what you're getting yourself into. But it's been addressed on a lot of places. I figure we address it here. A Chicago man has filed a class action lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings, saying the restaurant chain is charging too much for its boneless wings, which are basically nuggets and not made from the actual wing of a chicken. According to court documents obtained by Fox television stations, Hamlin contends that boneless wings are not actually part of a chicken wing, but instead slices of chicken breast meat deep fried like wings. There is a clear-cut case of false advertising should not be permitted, as consumers should be able to rely on the plain meaning of a product's name and receive what they are promised, the lawsuit states.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
So does that mean you shouldn't be getting drumsticks also?
We're only here about wings.
But I know, but technically, like, drumsticks are included as part of wings, so...
The boneless wings. Boneless. Hamlin also contended that had consumers known what the boneless wings are made out of, they would have paid less for them, if at all. He claimed he purchased the boneless in January, but after learning what they are made of, he said he regretted his decision. As a result, Mr. Hamlin suffered a financial injury as a result of the defendant's false and deceptive conduct, the lawsuit added. The lawsuit stated that the restaurant chain began selling boneless wings in around 2003 and has become one of the most popular menu items. The lawsuit cited a New York Times article that said that the practice of selling boneless quote-unquote wings came from the rising cost of actual chicken wings and the increasing cost of chicken breasts. He is suing for false and deceptive business practice, among other claims. This is, we're talking about boneless wing. We're suing
about practice.
We're suing about boneless wing. The fact that he'll make money out of this is ridiculous. You know?
Yeah, it happens. There's a lot of ridiculous shit.
It's kind of, it's the thing people will do for a buck when they don't have to really do anything. So we talked about the mac and cheese thing months ago. It's like, just because it takes so much. Oh, those false advertisements. It only takes 2.5 minutes or whatever it was.
I think it was 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Whatever it was. Point is, shouldn't be a lawsuit. Shouldn't be wasting people's time. But here we are.
Oh, I know. And the sad thing is you get those lawsuits, and I feel bad for, like, the judge that has to sit there and listen to it, because, you know, they're like, I have to waste my time with this shit. I could be, you know, taking care of more important things, but no, I have to listen to this idiot trying to describe to me that it takes, you know, 10 minutes to make their mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Alright, we talked about movies. Let's get into the great debate. John Wick movies. Or Keanu Reeves.
It's time for The Greater Than the Great Debate.
All right, where are we going?
Well, I mean, is it John Wick movies? Or
Keanu Reeves. I was reading John Wick. Go.
I know. All right, so first up, first round matchup, Dangerous Liaisons takes on Johnny Mnemonic.
We all
know. Oh, Johnny Mnemonic.
Dangerous Liaisons?
It's what Cruel Intentions is also based off of.
Okay, what are you going with?
Do I be a troll or not? I'm going to turn into this kid, Dangerous Liaisons.
And it moves on next.
Wow.
When you open your mouth and say, that this better not be eliminated.
I mean, that is true.
You set yourself up for failure on that one.
Next up, The Last Time I Committed Suicide takes on The Replacements.
Replacements.
I Will Survive.
Replacement.
Next.
A Walk in the Clouds, 47 Ronin.
Walk in the Clouds?
47 Ronin.
Ronin.
That was a good one.
Wheel?
What was that again? Option 2.
Option 2 moves on next.
The Ronin move on. Parenthood, Much Ado About Nothing.
Much Ado About Nothing.
Nothing? I mean, I don't know either one of them, so.
What'd you say, Brent?
I mean, it is Shakespeare, so.
There you go, next.
Always Be My Maybe takes on The Devil's Advocate.
Advocate for the devil?
Devil's advocate, for sure.
Devil's advocate.
Next.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, The Private Lives of Pippa Lee.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
So crates.
Next.
Bill and Ted Face the Music, Constantine.
It's a new one, right?
Constantine.
Yeah, Bill and Ted Face
the Music. It don't matter when it comes to Constantine.
John Constantine.
Next.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. Generation
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
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 Next.
Dangerous Liaisons. The Replacements.
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 The Replacement.
Shane Falco.
Next.
47 Ronin. Much Ado About Nothing.
Ronin.
Much Ado.
Shakespeare.
Moves on. Next.
Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The Devil's Advocate.
Advocate.
Bill.
Bill and Ted.
Moves on, next.
Oh, he fell out.
Constantine, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, this is kind of a tough one, but I'm going to go Constantine.
Dracula?
Constantine.
Moves on, next.
The Replacements, Much Ado About Nothing.
Replacements.
Replacements.
Shane Falco.
Next.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Constantine.
Constantine.
Bill and Ted.
Constantine.
Wheel?
Option 1.
Bill and Ted, next.
I can't really be mad at
that one.
The Replacements, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
The Replacements.
Doesn't move on.
No. Now you're going to, you know what? Brett, fuck you.
What?
Now you're going to go against Bill and Ted's over the fucking Replacements.
Yeah, I prefer the football movie. Going into round number one, John Wick Chapter 2, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Because it sounds funny, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
John Wick.
No, I haven't seen Cowboy, so I'll go Wick 2.
Wheel.
Option 2.
Even Cowgirls Get the Blues moves on next.
That's an upset.
It's funny. It sounded funny.
On this weekend of weekends.
On this weekend of weekends.
The Night Before Destination Wedding.
Destination Wedding.
The Night Before.
The Night Before.
Wheel.
Option 2.
Destination Wedding moves on next.
Replicas. Something's Gotta Give.
Something's Gotta Give?
Sounds like a song. Something's Gotta Give. Gotta Give.
Moves on next.
Little Buddha. My Own Private Idaho.
Idaho.
Potato.
Buddha.
Potato. Moves on next.
Man of Tai Chi. Keanu.
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 Key and Peele.
Next.
Youngblood. To the Bone.
To the Bone.
Youngblood.
To the Bone.
Wheel.
What was that again?
Wheel.
Option 2.
Thank you. To the Bone.
Sweet November.
Moves on next.
Sweet November. Siberia.
Siberia.
Sweet November.
Wake Me Up When November Ends.
Moves on next.
Flying The Matrix Revolutions.
Which one's that?
I think that's the third.
Okay, Matrix.
Yeah, it's the third installment.
Matrix moves on next.
All right. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. Destination Wedding.
Wedding.
Cowgirls.
Blues.
Wedding moves on next.
Something's Gotta Give. My Own Private Idaho.
Potato.
My
Idaho.
What'd you say, Brent?
My Aim.
Potato moves
there
on
next. There you go.
Hey, you, because you both talked at the same time. I couldn't hear it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Keanu, To the Bone.
To the Bone.
Keanu.
Bone.
To the Bone moves on next.
Sweet November, The Matrix Revolutions.
Matrix?
Matrices.
Matrix.
Moves on next.
Destination Wedding, My Own Private Idaho.
Idaho.
Wedding.
Oh.
Potato.
Wheel.
Option 1.
Wedding moves on next.
To the Bone, Matrix Revolution.
Matrix.
Revolution.
Zion.
Matrix move on next.
Destination Wedding, Matrix Revolutions.
Matrix.
Revolutions, Matrix.
Bullet time.
Next.
Back into round number ones, we're halfway through. Thumbsucker, the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run.
SpongeBob.
Sure, SpongeBob.
Oh, who lives in the pineapple under the sea? No one? Okay.
Next.
I was waiting for someone to finish the line. Speed, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Speed.
Speed, the original.
Better. Speed. You got some?
Next.
Permanent Record, Knock Knock.
Permanent Record. That was a fucking sad movie if you've ever seen it. He basically kills his best friend's little sister from drunk driving one night.
Mm-hmm. Brent, which one you go with?
And then his best friend basically kills himself. They all think that he fell off the cliff, but he gets a suicide note instead of a song they were writing. And he goes, I knew something when he never yelled. He never said anything. It was so quiet. It was fucking sad.
I mean, that seems like a bright, shiny movie, but I'll have to go with Knock Knock.
Knock Knock moves on next.
Tune in tomorrow, The Prince of Pennsylvania.
The Prince of Pitt.
Prince of Pennsylvania.
The other movie.
Option 2.
Next.
The Watcher, Feeling Minnesota.
Minnesota?
The Watcher?
The Creeper.
Wheel?
Option 1.
The Watcher moves on next.
Henry's Crime, Exposed.
Henry's Crime.
Exposed.
Brent?
Henry's Crime.
Wheel?
Option 1.
And that moves on there.
River's Edge, The Matrix.
The OG.
Well, another fucked up movie, River's Edge, but The Matrix.
I know Kung Fu.
Next.
A Scanner Darkly, Toy Story 4.
Toy Story.
Scanner Darkly.
Toy Story.
Woody and Buzz.
Next.
A SpongeBob.
He was in Toy Story?
He was the spoon or something?
Huh.
The SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, Speed.
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 Pity vote. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Not SpongeBob.
You're not singing your song. Right?
That's fine.
Next.
Knock Knock, The Prince of Pennsylvania.
Knock Knock.
Who's there? The Prince of Piss.
Knock Knock.
Moves on, next.
The Watcher, Henry's Crime.
The Watcher.
The Watcher. Moves on.
The Watcher.
Next.
The Matrix, Toy Story 4.
Matrix.
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 Matrix moves on next.
Speed. Knock Knock.
Speed.
Bed.
Speed moves
Speed.
On. Next.
The Watcher. The Matrix.
The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Matrix.
Matrix moves on next.
Speed. The Matrix.
Speed.
Matrix. Matrix.
Wheel.
Option 1.
Speed moves on next.
Street Kings. I Love You to Death.
Street Kings.
Street Kings.
Love You to Death.
Does not move on next.
Point Break, The Matrix Reloaded.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Sure, we'll go Point Break.
Next.
The Neon Demon, The Animatrix.
Animatrix.
Neon Demon.
Oh, shit. I just realized we missed one when reviewing the list.
What did we miss?
We forgot to put the original John Wick on here. We had two. We had three. We had this whole thing. We forgot the original John Wick.
Oops.
But you know what? We covered it in the intern's corner, so therefore it got the attention it needed.
There you go. What are you going with, Brent?
Animatrix.
What's funny is...
This is why you're still just an intern.
Option one.
Which is funny because Animatrix was the last thing put on the list.
All right. Next up, The Gift, John Wick 3, Parabellum.
I guess Wick 3.
Wick 3?
I'll take Wick 3 because Gift was weird.
Okay, next.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, The Bad Batch.
Wait, he's on The Bad Batch?
No, it's a 1996 movie.
Oh, Bad Batch, I'll go. Order.
Bill and Ted.
Got Bad Batch?
What'd you go with, Sub?
Bad Batch.
Brent.
Sure, I'll go Bad Batch.
Moves on, next.
Hardball, The Whole Truth.
Hardball.
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 Next.
DC's League of Super Pets, The Lake House.
DC League of Super Pets.
Sure, Super Pets.
Lake House.
Super Pets, move on, next.
Chain Reaction, The Matrix Resurrections.
Matrix.
Erection.
Brent?
Matrix.
Moves on, next.
Street Kings, Point Break.
Point Break.
Point Break, Johnny Utah.
Point Break. Moves on, next.
Neon Demon, John Wick, Chapter 3.
John Wick, Chapter 3.
Demon, Neon.
Neon Demon.
Whatever you
Neon Demon.
Yeah.
Wick.
That's it.
Wick moves
what Rock
on.
Said.
Wick moves on next.
Bad Batch, Hardball.
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 The Hardball.
Moves on next.
DC's League of Super Pets, Matrix Resurrections.
Super Pets.
Resurrections.
Resurrection. Erection.
Matrix moves on next.
Point Break, John Wick Chapter 3.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Wick 3.
Point Break moves on next.
Hardball, Matrix Resurrections.
Hardball.
Resurrection.
Matrix.
Wheel.
Option 1.
Hardball moves on next.
Point Break, Hardball.
Hardball.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Point Break moves on next.
All right, into our semifinals. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Matrix Revolutions.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted move on next.
Speed, Point Break.
Speed.
Point Break.
Speed.
Speed moves on next.
Third place matchup. Matrix Revolution. Point Break.
Matrix.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Point Break is number 3. Next.
All right, your main event in the, whoa, best Keanu Reeves movies. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Speed.
Sub.
Bill and Ted.
Brent.
I gotta go the UA reference, Speed.
And it comes down to the wheel. What does the wheel think?
Option one.
Option one. Bill and Ted is
so
your winner.
Great.
And there you have it. That's our show for tonight. It's a little quicker than normal, because, well, reasons. But that'll do it for CB Rated Live right here.
We're getting old.
Or I got stuff to do in the morning, so we're gonna end quick. So... It's been CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, WWE 2K23. That's now available at RackRadioShow.com, YouTube, any place you can get the Rack Radio Show, just search for it. We'll be back next Saturday night, midnight-ish, for another edition of CB Radio. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
That Wild Talk Radio at CB Radio GUA at Kinkins at Lone Job Right Way Advancing. Final thoughts, sub.
Enjoying the game very much. We'll be here next week for another quickie. Maybe Rob will join us. Maybe he won't. We'll see.
His work schedule keeps him away a little bit, but he'll be back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's adjusting. Brent.
He's adjusting.
Well, fun show. Better than when we got bent over before the show, so yay.
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 And tune in tomorrow for WTR fun.
We have stuff planned, so tune in tomorrow night.
We have stuffs.
Me and Brent plan things.
Yes.
Keywords there, chat. Keywords. Anyway, this has been... Remember to use curry code RockSucker4.com shop. If you have Amazon Prime link in your account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. Click the purple rectangular button below the screen. But this has been Super Live right here on Wild Talk Radio. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Along the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio. I'm streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. And...
TVRadioLive.com.